Hello, this is episode 35 of the Weekend Weeds podcast. I'm Alonzo here with my co-host Jason. It's July 10th, 2023, and we got a new week with four new shows. Which one do you want to start with?
We can start with Rurouni Kenshin.
Okay. How do you feel about that one?
I think it's okay. It's all right. I didn't watch the OG version, so I'm coming into this completely oblivious to what it's about.
Right?
Yeah. Hopefully it's not like Trigun.
Nah, I don't think it's like that. I feel what was I gonna say? I saw someone like recommend Trigun as like a show one day, and I was like, "What are you doing? What are you talking?"
Yeah.
I think
with the OG or the new version?
The new one. They're like Trigun Stampede. I was like, what?
Oh god. I wouldn't recommend that to anybody.
They're like, what are some shows you should watch? Like in the meantime, we're waiting for this show to come out. I was like, no, don't watch that. But yeah, I think this is a little different. I think Trigun Stampede was kinda like, it was like a reboot, but kinda like a recreation. Like it wasn't like just like upgraded graphics, but like the same. But I think they changed and skipped over a lot of stuff. Whereas this one, I feel like it's just an update of animation.
Oh, so like the story is completely one-to-one.
I think so, but I haven't seen the original, and that's just what it feels like from what I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels like an anime from 1984, but like the animation is updated. At least that's what I think, but I don't know for sure because I haven't watched the original.
Okay.
But I do know it's like a classic anime and like one of the most popular older ones. But how I felt about it, I mean, it just felt like an old anime. Like it just, mm-hmm. It just felt like it was just an anime from the 80s. It started off, like, I'm trying to remember how it even starts off.
It showed him fighting with the regular sword, killing a bunch of guards, and then it like time skipped, or I don't know, maybe it did time skip, but it skipped to him just walking in down like a road and hearing commotion.
Okay.
And that girl shows up and's like, are you so and so? Attacks him with a sword, the wooden sword, and he was like, oh no, that's not me. And she was like, you can't have that sword, that's against, you know, the law. And he was like, go ahead, inspect it, look at it. And she was like, oh, this is, I forgot the name of it, but it's like super dull. It's no sharpness to the blade. And she was like, you can't hurt anybody with this. He was like, yeah, see, I told you. And then she was like, well, it's somebody around killing people. So, you know, stay off the...
Aren't they like using like her style or like her family's like style?
Yeah, her family style. Yeah. And, she's like, stay off the streets, it's not safe. And then they hear some more commotion and they see the guy. It's like, I think they said he's 6'5", or they might have said he was 7 foot. They gave like the measurements of how tall he is, but he's a large guy and he's been killing people. And she went up to attack him and she got injured on her arm. She got cut on her arm, and then the dude left somehow. I don't know if, I think Kenshin showed up and, or helped and got him off her or something, but that happened. Then she returned back to her dojo and was getting patched up by the old guy, who we find out is not a good guy at all, which I kind of have my suspicions.
The real estate shark.
Yeah, the real estate shark. And then it also turns out, yeah, he said he's Mark Cuban. And then we also find out that the guy posing as the killer, he's posing as, I forgot the name of what they called him.
Posing as who the main character,
Kenshin,
like,
who
actually
is. Yeah, who he actually is.
Like
yeah.
Some kind of like folklore bandit who's like really strong and killed a lot of people.
Yeah. Basically. And so that they're related. Also, the way that dude was living with her and was a servant was because he was homeless, and when her dad died, they would feed him on the street and they took him in, and he was like a life servant. But he also told her, like, you're super free spirited and you trust people too easily. You don't ask any questions.
Okay.
And then when he said that, that's when I was like, this could just be a wise old man, but that sounds kind of sus. Like, why did you just say that now? And then when they were talking about Kenshin, they were like, he's a Kenshin or whatever, or a Rurouni. He's a Rurouni. He's worthless. And I was like, oh, what the heck? What does that mean? Because I don't know exactly what a Rurouni does. I think they just travel.
Yeah, it's just like a traveler. He's
And so
basically
he was like, he's worthless.
like Leonardo DiCaprio from Titanic.
Okay. And then when they seen him in the street again, they're because they were like, you shouldn't talk to him, like you shouldn't even, associate with him. And then they seen him in the street again, and they were kind of just buddy buddy. I guess it was weird. I don't know. The dude was like, all right, I'm gonna leave. You guys can talk, but I'm gonna walk away. That was just kind of sus to me, because it seemed like if he was really looking out for her, he would have been like, no, you shouldn't talk to this guy. We should just go. But he kind of just let her do whatever she was doing when they were talking. Then she gave him some information about where potentially the hideout is for the guys killing, like, the group of people and the bandit. He shows up, which is so, like, crazy, because he was like, oh, I'm your leader. And they were like, you're not my leader. The leader is this. I'm like, all right, bro. It was that easy to get his name? And he was like, wow, that was pretty easy. I didn't think you were giving me his name that fast. And then he pretty much beats up all of them, then shows back up. And this is when we find out that the real estate shark is a bad guy, and the other dude's his brother, and they're about to steal the dojo from her because he's like, this is a really good place, especially with the new laws in place. This will be really lucrative and a good spot to have. It'll cost so much. Like, it'll increase in cost in the matter of like 4 to 5 years. So this is a really good property. And then they force her to put her blood on the deed. And then they were about to kill her, basically. But then Kenshin shows up and beats up everybody. And then she's like, oh, what style is that? That fighting style is crazy. And he was like, this is why I use this kind of sword, because if I didn't, I would kill everybody instantly. And then she's like, you should stay here and help me create a new dojo and get the school back up. And he was like, I don't know. I think I'm gonna leave. And she was like, why are you gonna leave? You should stay here. And he was like, you know what? I'll stay for the night. I'm kind of tired. And the episode kind of just ends from there.
Yeah, that's basically it.
It's some more little bits and pieces of information. I thought the art style was really good. It looked good to me.
Yeah,
I
I think it
liked
looks
it.
good. I think
The
it's pretty
fighting,
straightforward. At least the first episode was very straightforward.
yeah,
So
the first episode was really, really straightforward.
maybe he'll learn. Well, I don't know. I don't know what his
Think
goal
he has
is
the
per
best
se.
technique. I don't think there's anything more for him to learn. Also, he's supposed to be like super old, apparently, I think. Because she was like, how old are you?
Oh
Because the
yeah.
tales were from so far in the past, so.
That was weird. I was gonna say maybe he'll learn like I don't know, like connection or something. Not like fighting skills, but like I don't know, like human skills of some kind while he works there at the dojo, or maybe he'll train people. I don't know. I haven't read the story. But the first episode was all right. And the animation was good, so I don't really have any complaints. I don't know much about the
Same.
story, so I don't have anything else to say,
Yeah.
really.
Yeah, it was just like a pilot episode.
Yeah, basically. Like he just like showed up, killed some people in the beginning, showed he's a killer, and then he met the girl. The girl, I mean, she got him wrong, but she got him right in the same time. Because he wasn't specifically the guy who's causing trouble in her town, but they were using like the
That's who he
same
was, though.
name, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the actual guy shows up and he's killing people. And then he saves her from killing herself. And then she goes by himself to try to kill him. And then, oh no, she doesn't. Was she just in there? Did she go to him the second time where she actually got captured, or did they come to her?
No, they came
They
to
came to
her.
her, didn't she? Okay.
Yeah.
He went out to find them and
Yeah.
then ended up coming back and saving her. So, yeah. Do you think, I don't know. Do you have any predictions for that one?
No, I don't have any predictions. I think it's just going to be him and her. I think he's going to stay in that town, or they're going to be partners, and he's going to go on some more adventures. I think she's going to be in the story for the rest of the way. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to think this was a one-off thing. He just stopped here. This was the intro. I think she'll stay and be a character that we see.
That's how I feel, too. Do you want to talk about Zom 100, the other new show?
Yeah, I like that show. I liked the first episode. It was really good.
I thought it was really good, and I saw a lot of other people saying the same thing. I'll try to describe this one. So we got our main character. He graduated college or whatever, and he finally lands this job. It's marketing, right? It's like
dream production. Job.
Yeah, his dream job. He finally lands it. He's like, yes, and he's meeting all the people, and they're like all nice to him like the first day, and they like go out drinking, and they're having fun, and he's like getting to know everyone, and they're getting to know him. He's like, man, I'm really gonna like this. Like, I'm gonna love this. And then, like, the work day is over. Like, they come back, they go from drinks to like going back to the office and working like immediately.
Yeah,
and he's
crunch,
like,
crunch hours.
He's like, this is weird. Like, why are we? When do I get to go home? And then he works for like 2 days straight. And he's like, bro, like, why did we just do that? And he's like, slowly starting to realize what he's got himself.
Not even slowly. It was day one. He was like, I don't want to go to work again.
Really?
After he got back on, after that first day, after that first 2 days of work, he was like, I don't want to go to work. But then he talked himself out of it. He was like, yeah. I worked for this. This is what I wanted to do. Yeah, I got to toughen up.
He was motivated.
But yeah, he re-motivated himself. But day one, after that first day, he was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
So, yeah, he comes back, goes again, then I guess does more, like, double, triple shifts in a row for, like, a year. And basically, he just, like, hates his job. Like, he worked super hard, I guess, to get this job, and he, like, completely hates it. And they work too much, and it sucks. He hates his life. The only thing keeping him going is this one girl in the office who's like...
Yeah, the accounting lady.
But then she also happens to be the CEO's mistress. And they like smash in the office, but like he still likes her. So yeah, fast forward, I think 3 years go by at this point.
Yeah, 3 years. It's been three years.
Working and hating it. And it's like... His apartment's like a complete dump. Like, he has all this like trash and stuff all over it, and he just like sits in the dark and like eats ramen, and he like, he looks like lifeless. Like, he just like hates his life and he wants to die, basically. Like, he's depressed.
Yeah,
he stands outside the train rail. He's like, only if this,
he's
rail,
like, if
wasn't
this train
here.
Rail wasn't here.
Yeah,
yeah, I wouldn't have to go to work tomorrow. Like, oh my god, bro.
So yeah, and at this point, honestly, I feel him sometimes. Like, sometimes I really be like, not that I want to kill myself or that I'm depressed, but like, work just be like dragging on. And sometimes you just be at work and you're just like, I don't want to do this like at all. Like, this sucks. Like, I wish, like, I don't know. Like, if the office, like, if the electric power went out, like, I wouldn't complain or anything. Like, you just, so it's like very relatable from that sense of like not liking your job, but like just having a few people there that kind of keep you going.
Yeah.
And another thing that I found really like interesting about it was that like Japan, like they actually have like a work culture like this. Like, not like,
I mean, it's like that at game companies too.
Oh, that's true. And MAPPA.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Like, but he was saying we got all these good benefits, but nobody uses them because a lot of people don't want to take time off because they know if they take time off, it'll hurt the rest of the team. And somebody's going to have to pick up their slack. Like, he was saying he didn't want to quit because if he quit, nobody would be able to fill in his load of the work and he would feel bad about it. But realistically, bro, who cares? I'm gone.
Yeah. Like, that's how we are. But, like, I was, like, I've actually heard about, like, Japan culture. Like, they actually be, like, working, like, overwork. Like, they have a strong, like, overwork culture and, like, don't use your PTO, don't take time off, like... You got to help the team always. And like, people actually do, like, it's actually common for people to be like falling asleep, like on the train
job,
stations or on the job, and just like not even like actually going home, just like falling asleep somewhere, like, and then just going back to work. Like, that's like an actual like common thing that I've heard about there. So I thought it was interesting that they actually put that in the show.
Documented it in the show.
So
yeah, it instantly made me think of all the game companies when you see people saying where they're on strike because they got to work extra hours and crunch hours. Like, for instance, CD Projekt or Project Red, you know, they made Cyberpunk and they got delayed so many times. And then the reports were coming out saying the team or the people on the development team were like, we don't have good work hours. We're working crunch hours and we can't take time off and all this other stuff because, you know, the things he kind of outlined in the show. So I thought that was pretty cool. I don't really relate to, I mean, I relate a little bit, but I like my job and I'm remote. I get a good amount of free time, but I imagine if I wasn't remote, I would be in office doing like work. And then when there's downtime, but I would be in like a little cubicle. It's like a campus kind of thing. So I can walk around. It's not like I would have been stuck at my desk. Like, we have a lunchroom and, you know, like areas, like recreational stuff to do in the meantime, like ping pong, tennis stuff, you know, like stuff like that. But I was thinking like, dang, if I wasn't remote, I probably wouldn't enjoy my job as much as I do because the workload isn't crazy. Like, I don't get overtime. I don't have to do overtime or anything like that. But just being in an office sitting for so long, I could see how that could be like draining, just that aspect of it.
Yeah, like I personally like to work in the office just because I feel like it keeps me motivated for the specific job I have now. If I worked at home, I would probably not do it just because like I would just be bored. Like I would just be calling people in my room and it would just be boring. But at least at the office, I can look at all the people because they're like weird and they be like saying funny stuff. So it like, keeps me going. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be able to work like 2 days in a row like without going home or sleeping or anything.
Yeah.
Or like I would never be able to work in like a culture like that. Like I'll take my time off. I worked 1 day last week. That's exciting. And like, I don't work today either. I worked Sunday, yesterday. I didn't work the whole week before that. I definitely don't feel bad about taking my time off. He's like, what's happening? There's like a zombie TV show or something.
Yeah, he was watching a zombie TV. Or no, it was actually, the first episode, the first few minutes was him watching a zombie movie. And then it cut to him, you know, getting his introduction at the workplace and everything and how it was going so good. And then after that first day, he went home and went to sleep. And then some more time passed. And this is when it showed his apartment all trash and stuff. He was sitting up eating food. And it was a news broadcast. It was like, it's been reports of some bitings and stuff like that. Basically saying the zombie apocalypse is about to start. And he flipped the channel to like some cartoon show talking about exploitative companies. And he also mentioned that his job is probably one of those exploitative companies that abuse their workers and don't allow them to use their time off. And it's a toxic work culture, like even though it's for everybody like teamwork, but it's really toxic because nobody can, you know, take time off and take breaks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then
the
he wakes up.
Funny.
Yeah, and then he wakes up the next morning. Yeah, the manager was screaming. It was like, why are you asking me how to do everything? And then he was like, why did you do it this way? I told you to come ask me, like, if you have questions. But then on the other end, he's like, don't ask me anything. Why are you always asking me questions? And he made the one girl cry. And then
like, his words were so moving.
It made her cry. Yeah. And then that after that night, though, he woke up the next morning and he had a ticket because his bike, he didn't pay for his bike. The parking spot or the bike rack, he didn't pay for it. So he had to go to the office. Yeah, like the office of the apartment complex and talk to the person. He was like, hopefully he's up. And when he went in there, a zombie was eating him. And then he was like, what the heck? And then he came to the realization, oh, snap. It's a zombie apocalypse. I don't have to go to work. And then everything just lit up because it was all black and white. And then everything got super colorful. And he was like, I forgot what it means to live life. Now I don't have to go to work.
Like, he was like running from like a pack of zombies.
Zombies,
and,
yeah.
Like, It was showing, like, police officers, like, shooting zombies and, like, a plane crashing.
Yeah.
And he's running. Yeah, and everything. I didn't even notice before that it was really dim before.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there was color. Well, when
the other stuff, it didn't become dim until that portion of the episode. Because it was still color. Like, when he was in the office and working and stuff, it was color. It wasn't as colorful, but it was still color. But then when he woke up that morning, everything was black and white.
Okay. He's like, yes, I don't have to work anymore. This is crazy.
And he was like, this is my first day off in 3 years.
That's nuts. That's.
And he was like, I got to go see, what's her name? The accountant lady?
The mistress.
Yeah, the mistress. He was like, I got to go see if she's okay and profess my love. He shows up and the CEO is there as a zombie. And he was, like, doing a Titan run at him. And then the dude played rugby, so he tackled him out the window. He fell into, the interstate and just blew up. And then it showed the accountant lady as a zombie. But it was, like, her as a regular person and then her as a zombie. It kept going back and forth because he was like, I've been waiting to tell you this for 3 years. And I'm finally going to do it. Even I love you.
He was like, it was a funny line. He was like, who cares if she's someone's side chick?
Yeah. He was like, who cares? and he got to the door. He was like, dang, why am I getting cold feet now? I'm here now. And so.
Dang. I was really hoping she was still alive, but I figured she was dead.
Yeah, I figured she would be dead too. I didn't think the CEO would be there too, but. Because at first, I didn't think. Because the way he was describing everything. He was kind of giving it a positive twist to it because he was saying, like, oh, his manager was super helpful and he was a great team leader and he enjoyed, you know, helping out newbies and stuff like that. But in reality, I mean, he's not a good team leader. He's a terrible person. He yells at everybody, you know, like, he's not a good manager. And I thought the same thing was going to happen with him or with the accountant and the CEO because when they went into the office, she was like, oh, not here, not right now. So I was like, I don't think that's his mistress. I think he's just like, you know, workplace because he's a CEO taking advantage of that. But then he was at the house. So I was like, okay, maybe that is actually his mistress. I don't know.
I think it was actually his mistress.
His mistress. So, yeah, because everything he was describing, he was giving it a positive twist when in reality, all of it was just like, no, this is not good. Like, nothing is good about this situation. Aside from the intro day, because the intro day was really good. Everybody was happy, nice to him. He got to learn, you know, find people's names, who they are. And then they went to get drinks and everybody was happy, having a good time. So.
And then they went right back to work right after that.
Yeah, went right back to work. And then after that, that's pretty much it. After that, he was just running. He went to the convenience store, got a marker and got a notepad and was like, I'm going to make a bucket list of everything I want to do before I die and become a zombie. And then the episode ended.
Oh, yeah. And he said, like, what do you want to do? You wanted to skydive. He wanted to...
day drink and binge movies.
Yeah. Just some random stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought the episode was good. And I, from the trailer, I thought the animation, like, had a chance to be really good. And it was good. For this episode. And I like the main character as well.
Yeah, same.
So I guess we'll see. I guess I'm interested to see who else is like alive actually in the city.
Oh yeah, another thing that I found interesting was how they didn't really show anybody else living. They showed the police shooting and then it was a guy in a truck that crashed into a zombie. But other than that, they didn't show any other living people all too much.
And I know there's going to be more characters, but
yeah,
I'm just excited to see them. Do you think this could be a contender for animation of the?
Oh yeah, I think so. It looked great. Like the thing of him running away on top of the rooftop, the airplane blowing up in the background, and then all the color, and then when he tackled the dude out the window, that looked great too. It was a freaking impact frame on that.
Yeah.
Like he just so yeah, so I think it'll be good. Animation was solid, art style was solid. Story seems pretty cool. Like, it's not nothing too crazy. It's very simple, but it's just about a dude in a zombie apocalypse who can live his life now.
Do you think the zombie apocalypse will end or he'll die first?
I think he'll die first. I don't think the apocalypse is ever going to end.
So now I want to know more about, like, is it just Japan or is it everywhere?
Yeah.
I hope they talk about that. So, okay. You want to talk about Jujutsu?
Yeah, we can do Jujutsu Kaisen. Just a... It's like the background. I think the first six episodes are going to be the background of Gojo when he was in, you know, the Jujutsu High. And he was learning, you know, how to become a sorcerer. It was him, Geto. I forgot the girl with the brown hair. I forgot her name.
I forgot her name, too, but she looks a lot like Nabari. Her name is Shoko.
Yeah.
But she looks a lot like the, you know, the girl.
Current girl with, Yuji and, yeah. So
I've been reading the manga up until the point of last season so that I could understand what's going on. So I'm pretty refreshed on like the lore of Jujutsu. I know you didn't really like the animation.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I think MAPPA's kind of hit or miss, I'm gonna be honest, because I know a lot of people love MAPPA, but I like Wit Studio more. Wit Studio used to do Vinland. I think Vinland looked better.
And Attack on Titan.
Yeah, and Attack on Titan. I think that looked better as well before MAPPA got to it. That's just me, though. But
I'm a big MAPPA hater, so... Like,
yeah.
I feel like MAPPA, like, it's not, like, when it comes to those two shows, not as good as Wit Studio.
Yeah.
And then for this, I mean, this has always been MAPPA's show. And this is, like, to me, this is, like, MAPPA's, like, flagship show. Because, like, Attack on Titan, they've been, I don't even count that anymore because it's, like, so here and there. And they've been dragging on for years. And it's, like, supposed to be over by now. So, like, I don't even count that. Like, this is their main show. So I expect great animation from the show. And the first season had good animation to me. And the movie.
Yeah, I thought first season animation was great.
Great animation.
I just don't like the change in art style. Like, it's. I'm not going to say I don't like the change in art style. Because when I seen one person saying the reason it looks like this now is because it's supposed to be in the eyes of Gojo. So it, and since he, you know, he doesn't remember all the details of everything, he's super laxed and laid back. That's why it looks like this, is because these are just recounting his memories and he doesn't remember all the small details about anything. Which I guess is fair to say. I don't mind that explanation. But when it returns back to, you know, the main characters and the current day people, it's still, I think it's still going to look the way it looks, which isn't bad. I just think the CGI they use is very, like, jarring at times. Like, when they showed up in the start of the episode at the mansion, because it was on, you know, the restaurant owner, it was a huge, I think it was like something, it was like mad cow disease was going around, so the restaurant went out of business, and he was in super debt because they didn't have, you know, they couldn't provide food to people, and the owner killed himself and his family. I don't know what happened to his family. I think he just killed himself, unless he killed everybody and then himself. And then the building was haunted and they went to go see it. And when they were walking around, the background was CGI. At first it was fine. Like, I didn't mind that. Like, it was okay. The background was CGI, but the characters were like 2D and drawn, but they did a good job of mixing the two. But then it started getting kind of weird, especially when she went to look under the bed. Like, I showed you the clip, and she started spinning, and the camera was panning at a different rate than how she was moving. Like, that just looked very weird. It was like she was moving in, it was like two different motions at the same time, but they weren't synced up. So it made it look very weird. And then the spin looked weird, too. It looked like it was rotoscoped, kind of. I don't like rotoscoping. Like, that shit, I don't know. I don't think that's... Especially when it's like one-to-one rotoscope, because you go from the movement looking frame by frame, and then rotoscoping is so fluid because it's literally a video, like a live action video that's drawn over. Obviously they don't draw over the whole thing, like they just take key frames or whatever, but they didn't frame it to the point where it's like matching up with how it was already moving before, so it just looked kind of weird. But when they fought the giant monster thing that showed up, like, that looked fine. Like, the action and stuff looked fine. It's just that some parts of the show, for me, was just looking very weird. And the CGI choice was like, eh, I don't know. Like, it's better than Chainsaw Man to me, because Chainsaw Man, everything just looked CGI. I'm not going to lie. It was 2D, but I could tell it was majority CGI. So,
for me, I feel like once Gojo and Geto show up, I think that's when the animation starts looking better to me. Like you're saying, it did look very jarring, and like to me looked like Scooby-Doo when they were like in the mansion, like mm-hmm. walking around, and like the part where she's like moving backwards fast because she saw the rats, and it's like phasing or whatever. I think after the first 12 minutes when Gojo shows up, after that, I really enjoy the animation. Like, it shows them in, like, different styles, like, then, like, chibi form and...
Yeah.
Just, like, different styles, and then, like, it looks kind of similar to last season when they're, like, in the basketball court. Well, I don't know if it looks similar to last season. I gotta watch it, but it looks a little different. I feel like the style changes a lot during the episode. Yeah.
So, like, I don't mind. The art style is fine. Like, I don't... The art style and stuff, because, like, all the art styles, even when they go to chibi form, stuff like that, I like that. That stuff's cool. It's just, for me, like, it's strictly just animation. Like, sometimes it just... The choice of using CGI, unless you do it right, for me, it's just always going to be, like, I don't know. I prefer, like, all 2D over... partial. I don't know, like, for instance, with Rurouni Kenshin, it's little to, there's like no CGI at all, and that to me overall looked the best. It reminded me of like how anime used to look, like you said, yeah. Older anime, like it's just 2D and it looks really, it's drawn really well, and everything just looks like it's meant to be together, and that's how I wish anime still looked. That's like fair to say.
And it's not like they didn't have the time to do it. It's not like it's like a season, like a continuous show or anything.
Yeah.
Like the last time this came out was what, like
3 years ago? 2019? Yeah, 4 years ago.
Yeah. So they had plenty of time, but they also do a bunch of shows. So it's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of tough for me to figure out whether they were rushed or not. But I don't mind CGI as long as it looks good.
Yeah.
So, let me just try to describe what happened. So, what's the girl's name? What is it? Was it Mimi and something? The two girls in the beginning of the show, because they're also in season one, but they're obviously younger here. They go to the place, like Jason was saying, the mansion, because the guy killed himself, so there's a curse there. And it's like... It was just like Chainsaw Man, where they went to the hotel and it was just like the Infinity Curse.
Yeah.
It was just like an endless hallway or an endless house that you couldn't get out of. So they're talking about it, and the younger girl figures out, like, if we run, was it backwards? If we both run, well, they came to the agreement, if you run in different directions, then the curse will like run
break
out.
Break itself.
Yeah. Like, break itself, run out. So they do that, and then they break the curse, and the whole house just, like, explodes. And then Gojo and Geto show up, and I think they help them. Did they actually even have to fight a curse? I don't remember.
It popped up, and then I think they killed it immediately.
Okay.
It came out the ground. It was like a Diglett.
Oh, and then Geto just like eat it,
yeah,
or something. Okay, yeah, so that happens. And then they don't really, well, the girl doesn't really like Gojo that much. And then during this episode, I think there's just a lot of dialogue between like Gojo and Geto about like their, what's the word for it?
Ideals.
Ideals, yeah. And like they're kind of like, it's weird because they're like reversed.
Yeah, right now it's reversed, and some along the way somehow it flipped because Gojo was talking like how Geto was talking in the
Right.
movie, and then because Geto was like, "No, you have to the strong have to help the weak,"
Right.
and then Gojo was like, "Isn't that weird? Like, why do the strong have to help the weak? Shouldn't it be the the strongest survive basically?" Or like the survival of the fittest or the strongest or whatever. And
Yeah.
so that'll be interesting. I wonder who changed their mind or who changes whose mind and how does it flip? Which I'm pretty sure we'll get.
So yeah, they're doing that, and then they're also playing basketball. And Gojo dunks it on him, slams it on his face, and then what else happens? I think it's just a lot of talking, really. They talk about they're assigned to be the, what's it, like escorts for Tengen's star plasma vessel. And they basically explain, like, Tengen's like the guy who, like, keeps, like, the veil or, like, the organization of, like, the Jujutsu High. Like, he keeps random. He's the one that, like, randomizes it. So it's, like, hard to find, basically. He
Yeah.
keeps like the barrier on it all the time, but he has like the immortality curse technique. So like it's exactly what it sounds like he doesn't die, but if he doesn't go into a new body, which is the star plasma vessel, then he'll evolve into like I don't know, something.
Like
They
a
don't really
god.
explain what it is.
Basically a
Yeah.
god.
He'll just
Yeah.
evolve into like a
And they
higher
don't know
being.
exactly what that means. That could mean good or bad. And they just don't want to find out. They'd rather just keep him how he is and let him do his thing.
Right. So their job is like to get this girl who's like the vessel, and then there's also other people trying to get her because there's like two groups, right? There's a group that wants him to turn into like the
It's a group
god.
that wants to take his power and use his gain his immortality, and then it's another group that wants him to transform. They want to take the girl because they want him to reach his max potential or his next form.
And then one of the groups, the group that's like actually a threat, and which one are they the one that want to take his power?
Yeah, they want to take his power.
Okay. And then they hire Toji, right? Fushiguro? Well, I see Toji is his name, but is that the group that hires Toji?
I don't think they told us his name yet,
Oh.
but
No, I think they said his name.
don't think they said his name during the episode.
I swear they say his name.
I think they just show his face at the end of the episode and then it ends.
No, he
He's standing
talks. Like
in the
he has a
hospital
conversation.
or in the hotel. Is he talking? I don't think
Yeah,
he
he
talks.
talks.
Gotta go back and watch the episode.
Yeah, he talks to him because he says like he's not part of like the clan anymore. Yeah, there's a conversation. I'm pretty sure he says his name too.
Okay. So yeah, he shows up and then they jump out the window, right? At a hotel and the episode ends.
Well, right, like Geto and the girl jump out because the guy attacked them.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think the episode ends after that. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure this guy is going to be like the main
Bad
like
guy for this
antagonist
section.
for this flashback, I
Yeah.
think. But it's interesting because he's in the same clan as Megumi.
Yeah. I got spoiled. But
No, it says his name. Fushi, it says
no, I
Fushiguro.
got spoiled with their relation.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay. But overall, I think that the second 12 minutes of the episode was good. F anyone who told Jason that all the episodes were going to be an hour and
They told me the
that.
first one was going to be that. Well, Joel said every episode was going to be the hour, and then I was like, I don't know about that, but let me look it up. I didn't see anything about it. And then I saw someone saying the first episode would be an hour, and that wasn't the case either. So I don't think any of the episodes are going to be an hour.
So yeah, F you guys for lying, getting my hopes up that every episode would be an hour for some reason. But overall, yeah, the second half of the episode I felt like was really good. Ghetto is my favorite character, I've decided. I really liked him in the first season, though he didn't really do much. And in the movie, I really liked him as well.
I think he's dead in this first season. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's alive. He has, like, they don't explain, like, how it happened. How he's still alive, right? But he has, like, stitches on his forehead. And he works with, like, the cursed
spirits, yeah.
Yeah. Like, Mahito, like, the patchwork one, and, the forest one and the lava guy. He like leads them basically, or the brains of their operation. Well, yeah. Do you want to talk about Bleach?
Yeah. Is that him? I don't think that's him.
No, that's him.
I just looked up. Who is one of the primary? It says Kenjaku.
Kenjaku?
Yeah, Kenjaku. Pseudo. It says alias Pseudo Ghetto. So that's not really Ghetto.
No, that's Ghetto.
Look up Kenjaku right now.
I think
Kenjaku.
He just uses a different name.
That's alias Pseudo Ghetto.
That is the same character, I swear. Kenjaku. Like, I literally looked up Ghetto and then Kenjaku, and the same picture pops up.
It says, whom he chose for his curse. It says, among those possessed with Noritachi Kama over 150 years, whom Kenjaku becomes known as history, evil sorcerer, staying the Kama, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wait,
at some point in the past.
Nope, stop reading. Spoilers. I just read a spoiler. Stop reading. This is a spoiler.
Bro, okay. Can I say this? Kenjaku, I guess this is a spoiler, but I mean, it's not a spoiler. We know what happened. We saw the movie.
No, yeah, we know. But, like, the current Ghetto, it's a spoiler for. Yeah. What are you going to say?
It just says that he possesses his dead body.
Yeah.
That's not a spoiler.
That's a spoiler. That's a spoiler.
We've seen the movie. He died in the movie. What do you mean?
But we didn't know he was possessed, we didn't know if he was actually dead or not.
We knew he was dead.
No, I thought that was actually him. I thought he survived somehow.
I didn't think that was him.
I thought they look exactly the same. I thought it was him still.
That's why I was like, that's not him. That's not him. He died.
They look exactly the same. I mean, we didn't see him die necessarily. It was just
it was off screen, but he got, you know.
Gojo
killed him.
You're not going to make it or something. I don't know.
He was like, at least do me the honor and kill me with your hands or something like that.
Or curse me while you kill me or something like that. Yeah, that's a spoiler, though.
Not a spoiler. Because
I didn't know his body was possessed by a curse spirit.
I mean, I didn't know his body was possessed either. I mean, I guess that's a spoiler, but we knew he was dead. That I knew that wasn't him.
We knew he was supposed to be dead. But we didn't know if he actually died.
Okay, let's take it like this, right? So his whole thing was that he doesn't like curses. He eats them because that's how he gets stronger. But he just wants a world where the only people that live are Jujutsu sorcerers and people that can see spirits, and everybody else should die. He's basically like Hitler.
Right.
But so, like, why would he work with cursed spirits if he doesn't like spirits?
I mean, he eats them. He uses cursed spirits right now in the flashback.
Yeah, but that's to exercise them. But he doesn't.
No,
he literally
uses, like, he, like, in the movie.
So does Megumi. He uses cursed spirits too, but he doesn't like cursed spirits. They don't like cursed spirits.
Well, he uses Shikigami. They're like shadow. They're like a little different, I think. Like, Ghetto, he eats the spirits, and then he uses those spirits that he eats, like, to fight.
Right.
So he was trying to do that with Rika in the movie.
So does Megumi uses cursed spirits too, though. Like the bird and his dogs.
Yeah. But I thought that was like a little different for some reason.
He has to, he has to gain control over them, though, in order to use them.
Okay. So Megumi is
But when they die, they're dead. Like, they're gone.
He's like a Chainsaw Man character. Like, they're like devils to him.
Yeah.
Like, he has like a contract with them.
Yeah. Type deal. Yeah.
And Gedo, he just like eats, like if he eats them, like he just like controls them.
When he eats them, he gets stronger, and I think he can control them too. But I don't think he was trying to eat Rita. I think he wanted to like be able to take her power.
Right. Like he was trying to eat, like, isn't Rika like the curse spirit's name? He was trying to like.
Yeah, that was control he was her. Trying to kill what's his name so that he could take control of her power.
Yeah. But I thought there's a chance that he was still I thought he was alive. After watching the movie.
I thought he was finished. I thought he was just gone.
He didn't even look that messed up to me in the movie. I was like, why is he dying?
Lose an arm?
Did he? I mean, maybe.
He got shot with that giant blast, and he had like one arm, and then he was limping, and then Gojo found him in the alley, and he was like, "You know what I got to do, right?"
I feel like he should have had more damage than that. Honestly, he looked kind of—I didn't see a mortal wound there.
Let me see. I gotta rewatch it, but I'm pretty sure. Is this the last show we're talking about? I might have to take a quick intermission, but I'll be right back.
Bleach is the last show.
Okay. Because I'll be right back. I got a meeting. But I don't think I'll be talking. So just give me 1 second. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to join like a couple minutes late because I don't want to be the first person in there. That's always weird. All right. Yeah, we can keep going. We can keep going for like the next 5 minutes.
So I'll just run through the Bleach episode. So I think we see y'all.
Do they ever say it's Ghetto in the first season? They don't. We don't know the name of that dude.
Yeah,
we don't know who that is.
I just thought he was Ghetto because the thing is, I didn't even know the name Ghetto until I watched the movie.
The movie,
and then after watching the movie, and I only watched the movie like a few weeks ago, and after watching the movie, I was like, oh, this guy looks exactly like the guy in the first season. So I thought that they were the same person. But apparently now I know that that's not the case.
Let me see. I'm going to see if they named him. Junpei. RIP to Junpei, man. So it's saying this is from June 8th, 2023. So what, last month? In this, they're saying his name is Ghetto, but then it goes down and later says, but everyone knows that's not really Ghetto. So I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it was supposed to be open-ended, but I didn't feel like it was open-ended. Like I knew. For me, personally, I just felt like that's not him.
I thought it was. But okay. Bleach. Episode 1. What are your thoughts?
Oh, it was amazing. I think Bleach is going to take it for the best anime of the season. Like, if by a landslide. I'm not going to lie. I think so.
You just say it was a 10 out of 10. I thought it was pretty good, too. I had no complaints.
They spin again. Spin again.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
This so, crazy.
If she goes
in 9 days, it's training. 9 days until. So this season is supposed to be 9 days in these 12 episodes.
Okay. So it starts off with Ishigo training. He takes him to like this, I don't know, this plane or whatever. It's just like gravel. I don't know. Concrete and grass or whatever. He's just like walking down it. I don't know exactly what he's going to be doing there, but it's supposed to, isn't it supposed to help him like ascend being a Soul Reaper?
Yeah, right. If he can stay in that place, because only certain people can go there. He was saying the Soul King doesn't allow anybody to come here. And okay. It's a sacred place. So if he's able to, whatever, they haven't exactly said what he's doing. I mean, he's training, but like what the goal is.
And then what else is there? There's Yowich, and I can't remember. Does Yuyu drink the blood before or after he names him the successor? I can't remember that.
Oh, after.
Okay.
So he was in the, and it's a whole problem now because they're like, who the hell is this guy?
Like, that's what? The same thing I'm saying. I'm also confused. Like, are you clear on why Yuyu has joined up with them? Because I'm not.
I mean, really he's clear. Never been a part. He's never. I mean, he's a Quincy, and Quincy's sole enemies are Soul Reapers. So,
but him and Ishigo are buddies, though.
They're kind of buddies. They just happen to work together. No. They just work together.
They are buddies. Ishigo looks at him like a buddy. This is a Naruto Sasuke situation.
Yeah, kind of deal. Yeah.
Because they were, I haven't seen the show in a while, but they were definitely buddies, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're friends, but it's like, he has ties to his clan. And whatever his clan's ideals are is what he agrees with. So, he doesn't like working with Ichigo, but he does it because it's kind of like they both have the same outcome and goal, but it's not the same because, you know, the Soul Reapers, they need balance. They don't want to eliminate all I guess souls, like I forgot the name of the enemies in
the Hollows.
Soul Reaper. Oh yeah, all the Hollows, but you know, because they need balance, it has to be a balance, because if you eliminate all the Hollows, then the whole world loses balance and everything will just collapse in on itself. But the Quincy's believe that every Hollow should die no matter what,
right?
And so,
like, he didn't even know his clan existed until like 2 weeks ago.
He knew his clan existed, but he didn't know. He knew he was the last of them, but he didn't know they were alive. But he knew about his clan and what they were and their beliefs and everything.
Right.
And then he read the book. Remember last season he read the book in his dad's cabinet?
Okay.
And he was like, this is everything. Then he told him, like, I read everything in the book, so I learned more information. So whatever he found out in there probably solidified his idea of like, I can't be with the Soul Reapers anymore, or I gotta do
this. I
guess
that makes sense. I guess we don't know exactly what was read per se. I just felt I didn't feel completely clear on why he switched sides. It seemed so fast to me, but that makes sense.
But that's, you know, that's his clan, bro. He's the last one. Now he finds out they're all alive. Why would he not join them?
But he's also been working with the Soul Reapers for a minute, though.
Yeah, but like I said, I think he's just doing that because he kind of has to.
Yeah, I guess. I guess he doesn't have that much of a choice, to be honest. But I don't want to hear that. So then Sasuke goes to
Sasuke.
Yuyu goes with Yowich, whatever. And they do an announcement, like a, it's very German, but they do an announcement, like to all the Quincy's, I guess, army or whatever. And they're like, Yowich is like, this is my successor, Yuyu Ishida. And everyone's just like surprised and taken aback because the guy, the blonde guy, they thought was going to be the next successor. Cause I guess he's probably always been there for a while. And they're like, who is this guy? Basically, cause they don't know him. None of them know him at all, so everyone's just like questioning it. And then the one girl, she has so much frustration that she just picks a random guy and just like kills him. But it was funny because it was
because I thought it was something else. Yeah. And then she was like, yeah. And they were like, don't do that in here. Like, whenever you get angry and you want to kill a hot guy, you don't have to do that in here. Do it somewhere else.
And I saw people just talking about that online, saying that that scene was unnecessary. But apparently it's in the manga, so like,
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, if it's in the manga, it's there. I mean, it is unnecessary. It didn't really add anything. I mean, funny. It adds to her character. We know who she is and how she is, but...
I thought it was funny. I don't know. So yeah, that happens, and then they just start talking about their frustrations. And then the guy who like kind of looks like Ichigo, but he has like a mohawk or something.
Yeah.
He's like the most angry about it. And then the blonde guy comes like in the lunchroom or whatever, and he's like about to fight them. And then a different Quincy gets in their way, and they're like, well, if you don't want your position, then I should just take it, basically. And we don't really know the deal with the blonde guy and why.
The blonde guy was like, I stand by the word of the king. Whatever he says is what we do. So,
right.
I think he's like questioning it, but he's like, you know, that's the king's word. So that's what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't really care all too much. He probably feels like it's a bigger meaning to this. And then the one dude who stopped him fighting, the mohawk guy and the blonde guy, he was like, you can't fight him because he's the, you know, he's a successor. And then he was like, so what should we do, successor? Because none of them are recognizing Iryu as the successor at all, honestly. They're still looking at the blonde guy as the true successor. So.
Right. And then...
I think Yawitch is going to try to take his body. Low-key.
You think so?
Either that or... Because I don't think he's able to go... Remember, they had to leave the Soul Society. They could only stay there for X amount of time. So I think their bodies aren't like real bodies, or maybe it's like some, I don't know. It's some reason they can't stay there.
Okay. That's an interesting theory. So then he has him drink his blood, which we don't really know.
And I think
why.
That's going to enhance his powers. Cause he was like, after you drink this, you'll get your true, you'll maximize your true potential.
Okay.
And he was the only one that survived after they eradicated all the Quincy's.
Because
he was
true.
Like, why are you questioning this? Isn't it not obvious?
Like, are you still questioning why you're the successor?
Yeah.
I guess we don't know exactly why he picked that. Because I feel like he didn't survive by chance, I don't think. Didn't he just decide not to kill him?
Who? The Soul Society?
No, Yawitch, when he was saying, like, you're the only Quincy that survived, like, didn't he choose not to kill him? Like, I don't think it was by your use.
I don't think Yawitch killed the Quincy's. Remember, the Soul Reapers killed them in the war 1,000 years ago.
Wait, I thought it was Yawitch who eliminated all the Quincy's on Earth. Remember, like,
he took their power. Somebody took their power. Remember, he took all their power away, and that's why Ichigo's mom died.
Right.
Because she tried to use her power on that day, and then it was gone.
And then Yuyu is the only one that still,
maintained his.
Yeah. So I don't know. Again, first episode, so I don't know. But after that, there's also this part where the long haired, what are they called? I know they're called the Godai 13. I forget what they're called in English. But the long hair one with the pink robe goes to Earth and gives Ichigo's friends, like, basically, like, bus passes to, like, go to Soul Society.
Yeah, to come to the Soul Society.
Because they're saying he may not be able to return.
And I thought that dude was Ichigo.
Which guy?
The dude with the orange hair when he went down to Earth. I'm like, who is this? Who are these characters?
Wait, what orange guy? That went down to Earth.
I'm saying the guy, the new leader, he's the new because the other guy died in the Soul Society. He's the leader of like, I forgot the name of the squad, but he went down and he gave them the passes to come and visit whenever they want so they could still see Ichigo.
Yeah.
It was a guy with orange hair who looked just like Ichigo, who was supposed to be his friend.
Okay. I don't remember what they looked like.
When they were on the steps?
I remember three people.
But yeah, it was a girl and two dudes.
Like. Orange hair. Let's see if I can find them quickly. Nope. I just see reactions videos. I don't see them on the steps. But I believe you, though. I just don't remember. There's another character looks like Ishigo. Like the guy with the mohawk. So I'm not surprised. If more characters look like Ishigo. But yeah, that happened. And then the Quincy's just like showed up at the end of the episode, put down their little Jujutsu Kaisen curtain over the entire society. And they were like, and what were they? Cause Yuryu and the guy was talking about like a bunch of like nines. It was like 9 years.
Yeah. He was saying 900. So it's like for the Quincy, it was either the Quincy's or the King to regain his strength. He was saying it takes 900 years for him to get his strength back, 900 days for him to get his like mind back, 90 days for him to get his something back, and then 9 days to take control of the whole world. And these are the final 9 days. So everything else has happened. So that's why it took him 1,000 years, because they had to wait this long for everything to return. And now they're at the final phase, the last 9 days of when they take over the world.
Okay. And they showed up again. They didn't give them no time. What's it been, like 2 days?
2 days, yeah.
I don't know how long Ishigo's been training. A week at most,
because, yeah. You know, he's been healing in the in the hot tub, but he was only in the hot tub for like a couple days, I think, or a couple hours.
Yeah. So it hasn't really been that long. They're like, I do like that, though. That was funny. They just showed up. I didn't expect that at all. I thought it was going to be at least like a few episodes before they got there. This the way they're adapting this is very like fast. Like it's getting straight to the action every time. And I appreciate
I like it like that.
I just don't, I guess the Soul Society is meant to not be prepared. But like they're not prepared twice, so I don't know if they're going to get through this one or not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ichigo just shows up and saves the day. That's like the theme of the show.
You're right. He's going to be training. He's going to finally finish his training after everyone got all beat up. And they're going to be like, Ichigo, he's going to be coming from the sky. They're gonna be like, he's coming. He's here. Yeah. And then
it's kind of crazy, though, because I don't think Yawich really wanted Iryu to be his successor. I think he wanted it to be Ichigo, but Ichigo didn't want to. Remember, he was like, come home to your true. Yeah. And Ichigo was like, what are you talking about? So
that's true.
I don't know. It's Ichigo's a weird,
also not like a pure Quincy.
Yeah, he isn't a pure Quincy, and their like whole thing is
and the
Hollow Soul Reaper and Quincy. He's everything and human. Everything.
Just a mutt. So yeah, I don't know. I do feel like my only question, who's gonna fight Yuryu? If Ishigo fights Yawich. He's gonna fight them both? I guess he'd fight everyone, yeah.
No, I really do think Yawich is like passing down his power to Yuryu, and the big battle in the end is gonna be those two fighting each other.
You don't think it's gonna be Ishigo Yawich?
No.
Yuryu needs a power up then, because he's definitely not as strong as Ishigo back then.
Oh yeah, but I think he's getting his power up through the blood. Because he was like, you're gonna reach your true potential. Like after he had him drink it, he was like, now you're gonna really, in these upcoming days, you're gonna really see your true power.
Who do you think Yawich is gonna fight then?
Kenpachi? I think he's just gonna be chilling in the back. I mean, he killed who he needed to kill. Remember, he showed up and he killed
We gotta see him actually fight. He didn't even fight, actually. It was a clone last time.
It was a clone, but remember, then he actually showed up.
Yeah. But he didn't really fight nobody. He just, like, destroyed Ishigo for a second.
Yeah. Easily. Light work.
So, <man. laughs>
light work, no reaction. You know that meme?
No. What?
It's like things will happen and it'll be somebody saying that three times, but every time they say it, it gets like more grimacing because it gets harder. It's like light work, no reaction. Light work, no reaction. And then it's like, ooh, that's got a little kick to it. And then the last one, Like, not even, it's like, damn, that was hard.
Yeah. That's all I got. What was your episode of the week?
Bleach.
For me, I gotta think a little bit more about it for a second. Because Bleach, the episode was really good. I also like Zom 100.
Zom 100 is, for me, is either Bleach or Zom 100. But Bleach is like, it's so crazy because, like, it's living up to all the hype for me. Like, everything that people's been saying about it, I'm like, damn, yeah, this show is really good. Like, it's really good. It's not like, the hype is there. Like, I can see why people were saying, oh, this is better than, because, you know, some people be like, this is better than Naruto or whatever. Like, this is the real big three is, well, they say the big three of this age is One Piece, Bleach, and Naruto. That's what they say, right? Those three?
Yeah, or like last. Well, that's kind of, yeah. Like last gen.
Last gen, yeah.
There really isn't a new big three. Like, there isn't like an actual, like, official one.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, last gen. Like, when we were growing up, they said those were the three.
Yeah.
Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece.
And I also questioned Bleach being part of it until Monte showed me that it was part of it. I was like, really?
I questioned it too, but I clearly see why it's. I clearly see. Like, it's no question.
But the old anime is not as good as this.
The only problem for me with the old anime is that it just. It's so many episodes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Dragged out. But, like, for instance, my brother and his friends, they love Bleach. Like, Bleach was. They talked about Bleach just as much as Naruto. The thing for me that's the question is One Piece. But even though. I know One Piece because the popularity, but nobody really talked about One Piece like that in the past. Everybody talked about Bleach and Naruto, though. Like, I guarantee people talked about Bleach and Naruto. I feel like it's weird. I feel like One Piece just gained popularity, even though I know that's not true. Like, it's been popular, but
I think
the
One Piece
average person
has gained
doesn't.
A lot of Western popularity in the past, like, years.
Yeah.
But even my friend Danny started watching One Piece like a couple days ago. He's like, I'm on episode 7. So, like, I feel like One Piece has gained a lot of popularity in the past couple years. Like, people are just like picking it up and being like, I'll actually like try to watch it. And I feel like a lot of people were slow to watching it because it was so long at this point, but like, it's also coming to like an end. So people are trying to finish, like, get caught up before it ends, because we don't know what the One Piece is. And it'll be a different experience if you already know what the One Piece is and you watch it before you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Episode of the week, I'll probably give the Bleach, because it was good, like you were saying. I can also agree with a 10 out of 10 rating. The only thing that threw me off was you getting
Inducted so fast.
Everyone else was inducted too, so.
But you know, they're going to explain next episode. Or the episode after, how Yawitch talked to him or got him there. Or maybe in the journal, it told him everything he needed to know. And he just showed up.
Probably. I want to know what it says in the journal, but I'm sure they'll say that. And them popping up at the end on the Soul Society again, is definitely a runner-up for moment of the week. For me, that was just like hilarious. What was your moment of the week?
Either that, them popping back up, that, and when the character in Zom showed up to the tackled the CEO out the window.
I'd say my moment of the week is either Zom 100 when they went out for drinks the first day, and then they
they just stood up. Yeah, everybody stood up like robots, and was like, all right,
so,
and their
funny.
Eyes changed dark. It was like dark all over their eyes.
I was like, damn.
He was like, wait, what? What's happening?
Yeah, it was either that or when the CEO took his mistress into the room.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she's like,
the
wait,
office.
No, not here.
He's like, oh, these are thick walls. They won't be able to hear us. And all you hear is
or boning.
Like, what? And he's just packaging a box up. He's taping a box.
Even funnier because he was standing right there and heard everything, and like he still like has a crush on her. It was funny.
Yeah, she literally just got done talking to him. She was like, "Oh yeah, keep up the good work." And then that's tough.
Or also when he first finds out that that he doesn't have to work anymore and all the paint color. Not paint, but the color, blood, colorful blood like splashing and stuff was really cool. And I probably give it animation of the week as well for that scene.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's all I got. Episode ones are always a little off. Wonky. Just because it's just it's just
Were good. Every episode one was good though.
Yeah, they were all good. I just mean like talking about them. Like it's just the beginning. There's not much to say.
Yeah, no real big predictions.
Yeah. Well, I guess my predictions for Bleach, I think they're gonna just like destroy them again because they're not prepared. Unless there's like some off screen preparation that we didn't see. Like I don't see them being prepared. Ichigo isn't even done training. He hasn't even seen the Soul King yet.
Yeah. And then what's her name? And the two other ones are in Hueco Mundo. They're training Chad too.
And Grimmjow.
And I think them just being there is like making them stronger. It was, or I don't know, I could be wrong, but I think she was saying like them just staying in that area is increasing their strength.
I think it should. And I'm excited to see if Grimmjow will fight too.
We didn't even talk about how they went to the hollows in the little, like, warehouse.
Wait, what hollow warehouse?
Remember the girl with the blonde hair? In the pink tracksuit?
Oh, when they, like, sent her a message?
Yeah.
Aren't they, like, those are all hollows or something?
Yeah, those are all hollows.
I didn't know they were hollows.
Like, they have their own mask and stuff they put on?
Oh, okay. No.
Like when Ichigo first got his powers, they were on Earth. And
because I had no idea who they were. I remember the girl's face, like the main girl, the tracksuit. I forgot they were hollows or anything. Okay. Prediction for Zom 100, I think that we may get like one or two new characters.
What do you think his first thing is he's gonna try to do?
If it was me, what would I do? I would probably just, like, take a bunch of stuff in the grocery store.
Probably stock up on supplies.
Yeah, I would probably stock up on supplies if I was them. But first thing off, like, his bucket list, I could see him spending the whole first day just watching movies, like he was saying. I just don't know where he would sit and do that, but I'm sure he could find like an abandoned house or something.
Oh, in his apartment.
Yeah.
Probably.
But I think they're going to introduce at some least more like one or two characters that are living. I don't know if they'll make it through the episode necessarily, but I can see that happening.
Okay.
And then Kenshin, I don't know. I think he's just going to hang out. I'm sure there'll be like another character or conflict that comes for some reason. And then Jujutsu, well, they were in the middle of a fight, right?
Yeah, they're about to fight.
I think someone's gonna get their ass beat, either Gojo or Geto or both. Or no, maybe they might get away with the girl, I don't know. But that's all I got.
Same.
Okay. This has been the first week of these new shows.
Would this still be summer? I feel like this is fall.
I think this is the summer season, right?
Still summer season? Because what, like, last season was spring. Winter? Or spring? Yeah. Spring, summer. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So this is our summer season. And it'll probably be over by like October, right?
Longer than that, because Jujutsu got 24 episodes.
Oh, Well, that would be like a Vinland or My Hero. Like, it went across like 2 seasons.
And so does Kenshin. Kenshin got 24, too.
Oh, okay. All right. And then Bleach has... Do they have 12 or 24?
Yeah, 12. They got 12. Because this is part two. So it was all. It was supposed to be 24, but they, you know... Part one, part two. Like... All right. Just...
At least it didn't take that long, really.
Yeah.
It was only like one season. But yeah, that's all I got. Thank you for listening. Peace out.
Peace.